This is Wade Brenthke with the Chief Organizer's Report, Red State Rearguard Attacks on Alternative Energy. Coming to Arkansas in 1970, it was hard to find a state that voted for more Democrats. Sure, there was the one Northwestern congressional district in the Ozarks that had leaned Republican since protesting the state's Civil War secession, but Arkansas was a barometer state in presidential politics, having voted for whoever was the Democratic nominee consistently for decades. Then it was not a red-blue question because the Democrats were deep red, and many saw the Republicans, especially when led by former Governor Winthrop Rockefeller, as moderates. It's a different story now, both locally and statewide. Talking to the secretary of the Newton County judge in the Ozarks some months ago, there were election pins on her desk. I asked her if there was a vote coming up soon, and she said, oh no, these were leftovers. I asked what party the judge represented. She said, Republican. I responded, gee, I would vote with the Democrats if I could. And she quickly answered, they all used to be Democrats. In short, it's like that. Now the state is red from top to bottom with scarlet majorities in the state legislature and a new governor, a culture warrior and former communications director for President Trump, her mentor, who was most famous for never holding a press conference. The legislature is in session now, and it's not pretty, especially since they're so emboldened and want to undo any slightly progressive measures that might have slipped through in the past. There's a flurry of notices about huge coalitions being formed to oppose new measures that attack gender, diversity, race, and other hot-button red state issues. This is often a problem in Arkansas. The people are bluer than the red politicians. Raise the minimum wage, for example, the polls protest, and the people line up to approve it. I follow the atavistic maneuvers of the electric co-ops and their association, as I have for decades. So it was impossible for me to ignore the emails and alerts, since the Arkansas Cooperative Association and the state's big investor-owned utilities have been scurrying around the back rooms to gut the Solar Access Act 464 of 2019 and the elected Public Service Commission's order implementing the act, which allowed net metering. The lobbyists got some fellows in the legislature to put forth a bill, HB 1370, to bypass the PSC and in this push to alternative sources. Opponents, largely under the banner of the Arkansas Advanced Energy Association, assembled a coalition of cities, school districts, hospitals, farmers, water districts, and others to fight the measure. Maybe they would cringe at acknowledging climate change, but these folks had embraced solar energy since passage of the bill, built facilities based on net metering, and weren't ready to kowtow to the big energy boys. The opponents' tactical arguments weren't tree-hugging, but financial as well, making the case that the utilities were guaranteed almost a 10% return based on what could fairly be called corporate socialism, and the PSC was the body that was supposed to regulate all this and not bought and paid for legislators. So why the bill at all? A big hearing made it hard for the big boys to hide, but ended in a kiss-your-cousin kind of compromise that would allow public authorities, hospitals, and the like to build more solar capacity and allowed some extended range for net metering facilities and meters. The utilities argued that the costs were being shifted to lower-income consumers who couldn't afford to install rooftop solar, all of which is a bit like listening to hunters defend their prey. On the other side, AAEC Executive Director Lauren Waldrop argued, if utilities cooperatives and their House Bill 1370 sponsors are so concerned about a made-up cost shift hoax, they should go prove it. They don't need this legislation because there's already existing law set up to solve this problem if it is ever proven. They won't, but with sizable majorities and their hands in the utilities' pocketbooks, they have the votes to continue to resist more aggressive encouragement of alternative energy sources with little concern for the customers and, of course, the climate. This is Wade Brenthke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.